Back to the football here, BT, as we get set for week one, Jets and Steelers, Giants and Commanders, just days away. Obviously, Thursday night, you got the opener, Eagles and Cowboys. Looking forward to that. NFL season is back. How many wins, you know, starting off of the, yes, we're all excited for it, but you got to be realistic and lower, to me, have realistic expectations going in. What do you think would constitute a successful season for each, the Jets and the Giants? Start with the Jets first, because that's kind of the way we started the show.
I'd say their ceiling for me is probably 9-8, you know, 9 wins.
Not ceiling. What do you think would be successful for you, BT, to say, okay, you know what, the Jets have had a successful season?
I'd probably say 8-9, assuming they get off to a little bit of a rough start. And then it's evident that as the year progresses, the penalties are going away, the offensive line gels, all that good stuff there. So I'd say in the neighborhood of 8. Listen, and also in a more nebulous matter, like without an actual win total.
Hey, you don't have to put a win total. That's fine.
I don't think it's crazy. Now, I don't know if I feel this way for the Giants. We'll get to them in a minute. But I don't think it's crazy to think that the Jets in December, like in early December, are at least on the periphery of that last wild card. Like, I don't think that that's – I don't want to say I expect it. But it's attainable. Like, it's not nuts.
You see, for me, that is nuts. It doesn't mean that it won't happen. But to me, that, like, I'm not even, from a Jets perspective, I'm not even thinking playoffs. If it happens, obviously great. I'm thinking, okay, year one to clean up the continued mess that's been going on for years. Have a guy in here that's no nonsense, buttoned up, build it the right way with the foundation of the offensive line, run the football. I want to just see clean, sound, competitive football week in and week out. They could go 6-11, and I could sit here and say, you know what? I'm happy with the 6-11 because I see the worm starting to turn with this organization led by Glenn and Muji and what they've done in building the offensive line. Then next year, on top of what you do this year, then next year is okay. Now playoffs should be the goal. This is year one. So for me, it's not about a win total, it's about cleaning up the nonsense, maybe seeing Sauce Gardner play much better brand of football, how they're going to utilize Garrett Wilson. They just paid these guys, make use of them. While, obviously, you could try to win some games, but I'm not looking at just the wins. I'm looking at cleaning. Sometimes it takes years. I'm looking at cleaning up the mess and building a solid, consistent foundation with the Jets in year one.
I think that's smart, and I'm looking for the same thing, too. I think I'm placing a little more value on the trenches, you know, early on, which is why I think the Jets have a chance to win a few more games than you do. Listen, I think, too, when you look at anytime you want to look at a win total-ish, kind of get in the neighborhood, you have to look at, of course, the schedule, but also the division, right? Now, everybody respects the Bills. We wish we had the Bills team. Like, the Bills are really, really good. But even when the Jets have been a disjointed disaster with a child as a head coach who just couldn't coach grown men, they still beat the Bills once a year. So now, I'm not saying they're going to do it again this year, but you look at the AFC East here, and I wanted Vrabel for the Jets. Like, he was number one, and Glenn was number three for me. So I obviously respect the direction that I anticipate the Pats going, but they're obviously beatable, and the Dolphins are a rough start away from anarchy. I mean, Mike McDaniel with his wacky quotes and his, you know, just his a very odd approach.
They're going the wrong way.
Going the wrong way. So Miami's going the wrong way. The Patriots' talent level is very low right now in certain spots. And the Bills, while they're good, the Jets always seem to clip them once a year.
Yeah, I'd worry about the Pats. I think they're going to be much better this year. The Bills are what they are. Forget about that, because you're right. That's why it shouldn't be about the win totals here. We'll get to the Giants in a second. But think about this. With Ulbrich and Salah, they won 5 games last year. Obviously, disastrous season, but still 5 wins. And I'm talking about, well, if they win 6 games, you'd be okay with that. Salah, the prior 2 seasons, won 7 games. Mm-hmm. Adam Gase, we look at him as like the biggest buffoon ever. He won 7 games his first year.
Yeah.
So it's not as if the Jets have been, you know, 3-14.
I know.
Like, they've actually won some games here. It's just been disappointing relative to the expectation. Matter of fact, I'll take it a step further. Not that I like Robert Saleh, because, you know, I'm not a huge fan of his. His 7-10 year, losing Aaron Rodgers on the first freaking play of the game, that's actually remarkable what he did that year.
Yeah, but that also speaks to the talent base that Aaron Glenn's inheriting, which is part of the reason why I'm very optimistic about the Jets.
Okay, and then with the Giants, see, for me, this is more based on wins, because it's year 4 with Brian Daboll. They finally have some talent on defense. Like, no more excuses about, well, it's Gettleman guys. This is Joe Shane's roster. By year 4, you should be able to evaluate a general manager.
Yep.
Same thing with a head coach. So we know where we're going to evaluate these guys, and look at where they've gone. They went from 9 wins the first year, which was an aberration, and they exceeded expectations, overplayed what they had right there, great, and then the expectations raised, obviously, following that. But then it's progressively gotten worse. 6 wins and then 3 wins a year ago. Dude, they've got to win some games here. They've got a veteran quarterback. They've got the pieces in place defensively. I don't want to hear about the schedule. The Giants should win. To me, a successful year for them would constitute 9 wins. You hope that it results in a playoff spot. Now, I don't think they're going to get there, but that's how I would evaluate a successful season. That's the win total part of it. The other part, and this is kind of the escape floor for them.
Emergency route here for these guys. Yeah.
Yeah. The wins aren't the quarterback. There. The wins aren't there with Russell Wilson early on. They see it, and then they escape the emergency hatch there, and they bring in Jackson Dart. And then it's not about the win total. It's about building him and then next year.
Yeah, and by the way, the energy with the Giants, I mean, it was really one of the things that needed to change most on the entire New York sports landscape, because everybody was just tired of watching Daniel Jones.
Oh,
and, like, when you have a quarterback that you don't believe in, that you know is, you and I both respect Daniel Jones, and a lot of times he got hurt because he wasn't afraid to put his pants down and get rocked. I mean, Daniel, and he won the Colts job. So, you know, Daniel Jones was, but there was just, it was so obvious he couldn't throw the ball downfield, or he wouldn't throw the ball downfield too often. And he was getting sacked, and early on with the fumbles, we were all done with him. So that is gone. And Russell Wilson is better. He is more dynamic. And I'll tell you what, like, I actually wish the Jets had the Giants receiving core. I mean, Malik Nabers is amazing, and they've got a lot more depth than the Jets here. So I say that because I do think that they'll be, even against good teams with the schedule being very tough early, there will be some games this year early where the Giants will score first. And they will be up 7-0, and they will be up 14-10, and they will be up 20-17. And when they had those leads, which they too often did not, with Jones and DeVito and all the other riffraff they threw out, no disrespect to Tommy, all the riffraff they threw out there, well, now you got a chance to pin the ears back and crush quarterbacks, and that's where the defense is going to light it up.
And I think that we're going to learn about the Giants.
I hope. That's the optimistic slant. You know?
We're going to learn about what the Giants are going to be right out of the gate. Because if they don't win at the very least one of these first two, but really you got to win the first two to me. You get the Chiefs, the Chargers looming after that, the Eagles. Like, they got a rough schedule here. I'm looking at, if they are going to be a playoff team, a 9-win team with Russell Wilson leading the way, they're going to have to win these first two games. If, at the very least, like I said, one. If they don't, then to me, the hope of the playoffs is gone. They're not going to admit that, obviously, after 2 weeks. But then it's going to be about Jackson Dart.
I was going to say, you beat me to it. You know the Giants are admitting the playoffs are no longer the target or really attainable when Russell Wilson sits and Jackson Dart plays.
Right.
And listen, oh, God, it's been so messy there for so long here, starting with ownership, who the Giants have been a mess. I mean, the Giants went along with the Yankees for all these years, being that symbol of stability in New York sports, and then they just morphed into a circus too often. And I do think that that's over. I do. But it's a fine line, because it is year 4, and you said this before, and that's very important. Now, I'm going to suspend that because, you know, he inherited Daniel Jones, and then Jones played well, and then they were stuck between a rock and a rock. You got to extend them. You knew if you sat down and had 3 scotches with Dable, he would tell you, listen, I respect him. He ain't it. And now you have to see if Dart's it. But you've got to give an offensive-minded coach a chance to cook with somebody he believes in, and he loves Dart.
But that's why this is the biggest evaluation year we're going to have, because...
Yeah, but what if he doesn't play a lot, Dart?
But there are no more excuses here. They brought in their guys. Defensively, they're loaded up. Offensively, they brought in their 3 quarterbacks, with Jameis obviously being the backup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you look at it going into the season here, with Jackson Dart being the potential hope, and you have Russell Wilson being their guy. No excuses. It's not, well, Jones was forced on us, or Gettleman's guy. Well, this is it. We're going to find out once and for all what Joe Shane and Brian Dable are made of here at one point or another, early on as far as the success with the veteran players, or showing the potential and development of Jackson Dart midway through the season whenever they do wave the white flag on the playoffs.
See, this goes into my factoring as well. I mean, whether it's penalties with the Jets or that game against the Browns a year ago when that's Dable's fault, when they messed up the kicking situation.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're bad and...
They won 3 games, dude.
I know.
They got someone winning some games.
No doubt. And the way the Giants' season started too often lately, you know, losing 40-0 to the Cowboys, like, it's got to be far more competitive to start. I think it will be.